Please join me in the confession of sin. Let us rise. Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and salvation. O come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy. The Almighty and merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all our sins, grace for true repentance and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join now in responsively singing Psalm 23. Be seated. Our lesson for this evening, which will also be the basis for tonight's homily, is taken from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with the 27th verse. And Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Here ends our lesson. Tonight, rather than the choir number indicated in the bulletin, we will sing hymn number 38. Hymn number 38, Luther's creedal hymn, "We All Believe in One True God." Let us join our hearts in prayer. Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for calling us into your flock of sheep and making us your own dear children by faith. Give us hearts of faith that always seek out your voice and follow that blessed voice throughout our lives. We pray it all in your saving name. Amen. your fellow redeemed in Christ. For you college students, you maybe aren't quite to this stage of life yet, but you'll find that there's a point in your life, probably in the next 5 years, at least the next 10 years, where your mom, more than likely, will be the one to send you a box or a couple boxes of a lot of your childhood things that are now going to be turned over to you. Maybe you've got a little bit of this already, but I remember when I was in my mid to late 20s, all of a sudden my mom sent me this box of all of my stuff from my childhood, things I didn't even know that she had saved. And inside of that box, for me, was a little tiny catechism, my first catechism. And you could tell how early I had used that because inside of the front cover I had attempted to write my name and had the D backwards and everything else. It's interesting to think how long it's been in my life and how far back it goes in my life that I was taught the voice of the Good Shepherd. Probably for you too. When did you first start hearing that word? In the waters of your baptism? And maybe from then on, as your parents brought you up in the Word of God. And I think about that catechism, and in particular the commandments, and all those little commandments that I could rattle off to my parents even before I probably got to kindergarten. And how well I knew them, and yet how frequently, how often, I would not listen to them and wander away from them. When has it ever benefited me in my life to not pay attention to and follow the voice of my Good Shepherd? Especially long term. When has it ever made my life better to not listen to the voice of my Good Shepherd? I can't think of any time. What do they say is the definition of ignorance? Doing the same dumb thing over and over and over and over again and not correcting yourself? This morning in his homily address to us in chapel, Professor Harstad started in a very excellent way talking about the ignorance of sheep, how true that is. Sheep are prone to wander off into danger, that's true, but on top of that, they're too stupid to realize that they're in danger. They overestimate their ability to deal with things and underestimate just how bad the situation is in. If they're standing near a dangerous cliff, for instance. And that's the way it is with us when it comes to any kind of danger in our spiritual lives, whether it's false teaching and heresy or false doctrine, whether it is a temptation to want to follow a particular sin or to listen to the voice of the world or our sinful hearts inside of us, whatever it is, we are just too ignorant on our own to realize how dangerous all of this truly is. Now, in the text before us that we just heard read, where Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me," there's really nothing special mentioned about the sheep, but there's a lot mentioned that's special about the Good Shepherd. When I was in seminary, I worked at a store in town, and one day there was a little 2.5-year-old child that was brought up to the front of the store crying his eyes out. And he was lost. The mother was apparently disconnected from this child. So the PA system made an announcement, if there's anybody that's missing a little child, please come to the front. And I was standing there with a couple other young ladies trying to calm this little boy down. And I was thinking, when the mother shows up or when somebody else could come and claim this child, how are we going to know? The child was too young to really say much. But as soon as that mother came running down the aisle and was yelling her son's voice, boy, you could tell this was the right one. Because that little child's head turned and his eyes lit up and his tears shut off just like that. And immediately you could tell he recognized this voice as a voice of comfort. If you've ever been lost when you were a little child, I know it happened to me once. And all of a sudden I could hear my dad's voice piercing through the crowd of people. I was in a panic mode before this, and I can still remember just how reassuring it was to finally hear this voice. And when you heard that audible sound of the voice of someone that you trusted, it suddenly put everything back in its right place. There was calm. There was a sense of hopefulness. There was a taking away of the fear. And that doesn't say something so much about the child. It says about the one whose voice you're listening to. And so it is with our Good Shepherd. When he calls to us in any way that we're in danger, any way that we have wandered away from him, when our ears, by faith, perk up and recognize that voice and want to come back to it, and want to come back maybe through repentance to what he has told us, when that takes place in us, we are recognizing in him this wonderful shepherd that takes care of us. We're recognizing in him the one that's gone to pay for all of our sins, the one that has opened up heaven for us, the one that has your best interest in mind, the one that knows you better than anybody else in the world, the one that speaks to you with a voice of comfort and compassion and mercy. And so when our heads turn to his voice and want to go back and follow that voice, it's all wrapped up in who this Savior is and what he's done for us. Now, there might be, right now in your life, there might be other voices calling out to you in various ways that are trying to lure you away from the voice of that Good Shepherd. And you need to always analyze them and ask yourself, where is this voice coming from? Seriously, what is the source of this voice? Where does it ultimately want to take me? What really is the intent and the motivation behind this voice speaking to me? And what has this voice ever really done for me? What has this voice ever really done eternally for me? The Good Shepherd who calls to you is the one who knows all of your concerns in life. So many times in the Bible, when we read in the Gospels how Jesus dealt with individual people, and it's amazing what he knew about them. We think about the crippled man at the pool of Bethesda and how we're just told everything about his condition and his whole life. We think about the woman at the well that Jesus had this gentle conversation with. He knew how many men she'd been married to. He even knew that the man she was living with was not her husband. He knows the details about the lives of his sheep. And he knows that about you and about me as well. And that's very comforting. Though each one of the sheep are very unique and different from the other sheep, the shepherd, the good shepherd, has one great plan for all of them, and that is to get you to the pastures of heaven. I hope and pray that you who want to be parents someday get a chance to do that. And if you have more than one child, you will find that each one of your children is a little bit different than the other one. I'm sure your parents could say that about you as well if you have siblings. And sometimes parents have to even handle each one of their children a little bit differently. They might know the temperament or the mood, or they might know the personality of each child in such a way that you couldn't speak the same way to one as another. I had cousins like that. It was in a large family. And my uncle said I had to talk to each one in a special way. He knew that if there was one that if he spoke a certain way, it might frustrate him and chase him away, but he could say it pretty firmly to another child. And so it is with us, the sheep of Christ. Each one of us, our Lord knows us. He knows what makes us tick. And he knows the best way to come and talk to us. He knows the best path to take you on through this life to ultimately reach the green pastures of heaven. And so let us trust him. A number of years ago, when I was a parish pastor, I went to visit a woman who had recently been widowed. And we had to sit and plan her husband's funeral. And she wanted the Good Shepherd theme in the funeral and in the hymns and the readings and so on. And I remember right in her living room was a statue of Christ holding a little lamb. And she started talking to me about that statue, and she said that was one of my husband's favorite objects in our house, was that image of Christ holding the little lamb. And then she said an interesting thing. She said, you know, when you think about it, is there any more comforting image than that? Amen.
let us pray. Abide with us, Lord, for it is toward evening and the day is far spent. Abide with us and with your whole church. Abide with us in the end of the day.